Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. It's just you and me. And I got a couple of things I want to talk about. This segment, I want to talk about the rest of 2009 and 2010. Let me give you a quick review of where I've been on this in the last several months. About 4 or 5 months ago, I started saying, gird your loins. Prepare to survive. And I think that was good advice. You've heard me, perhaps you've been listening, you've heard me ask dozens of really smart people on my show if they thought that was good advice, and to the person, they all said they thought that was absolutely spot on advice. And that advice is still there. Make sure that you survive 2009, because survival in 2009 is going to be a success story. And as you remember, I gave you the what I call the small business success attitude for 2009, and that's that I'm going to win by surviving. I still believe that. However, I also said, if you remember, that on the other side of that coin is the concept that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. So, you know, while I was telling you survive, obviously you can't survive if you don't stay in business, if you don't sell something, if you don't make a customer happy and keep the cash flow going. Notice I didn't say anything about profitability. Profitability is great. I hope you can be profitable this year. But the key to survival in 2009 is cash. It's always been king, but in 2009 it's the emperor. And so make sure you keep the cash flow going. So, and that's where I've been up to now, and that's where I still am, and I'm going to be the rest of this year. But what I wanted to do, one more thing, I also said that I thought 2009 was going to be, we might look back on 2009 and see it as just merely a transition year, almost a lost year, almost a throwaway year, meaning that it won't really be a year that we'll tag on to anything else. It won't tag on to 2008 as the end of any particular thing, or tag on to 2010 as the beginning of anything, really. I think 2008-9 is going to be so different from 08 as it already is, and it's going to be quite a bit different from 2010. So what is this year good for? What are we doing with this year? Well, first, as I say, it's the transition year. It's going to be the year that we survive to get to the next, to the expansion, to the next turnaround of the economy. But the other thing that I think that we need to start doing very actively right now is looking around at the things that are going to be different about the future. Look at Wall Street. Now, you know that I'm a Main Street kind of guy. You're Main Street. You know, we may buy stocks, et cetera, in our 401ks, and we keep up with the news. We know what's going on with the Dow. But regardless, we're Main Street people. But what happens on Wall Street affects us. We've already seen that. That's what's going on right now. That landscape is going to be completely different in the future. The formation of capital is going to be completely different, because every single one of the investment banks that were on Wall Street, some of them for more than 100 years, don't exist in their former condition, former selves anymore. They're gone. They're either out of business or they've become something else. And so that's going to be different. The automobile, you think the U.S. automobile landscape is going to be different this year? You darn right it's going to be different this year. The insurance industry is going to be different. Regulation by the government is going to be different. There's so many things that are going to be different about the future. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because in past recessions, all those things I just mentioned, you know, we didn't have to worry about those things. they were still in their original conditions. They may have been battered and beat up a little bit, but they came back. The financial sector, that's been beat up, but in the past it came back, but this time it's not going to come back the way it was. Now, why am I telling you all that? Because every time something like this happens, this is a pretty large scale. This is a pretty across the board kind of a chaos in a lot of industries right now. We haven't had this in a long, long, long time. But every time it's happened on an industry basis and now on a landscape basis, there's opportunity. And nobody takes advantage of those kinds of opportunities better than small businesses. And so what I want you to do as you think about your industry, as you think about what you do, as you think about how you do what you do, as you think about the different ways that your customers are going to want to do business with you in the future, all the new technologies that are out there, the innovations, the new ways that people want to be reached, which is another big paradigm shift that's going on right now. As you look at all those things, look for the opportunities for you to take advantage of. Maybe teeny tiny ones. Maybe it might be an opportunity that you have to be a little bitty part of a bigger movement. Larger customers are moving in a certain direction, and you add expertise to that. You could be a tiny, tiny little cog in a huge machine, but your little piece of that could make you a lot of money. Could make you could be your future. So the main thing is as we continue to survive in 2009, as we contemplate 2010, I want you to realize that paradigms are shifting all around us. Things are going to be different. We won't recognize, in many ways, we won't recognize the marketplace after this year, and it will continue to get to be like that. And so I want to keep putting this one thing in front of you that I've been saying to you for a long time right now, since the 21st century, and that is this. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. Whatever you make, hamburgers, hats, I don't care. It's okay to fall in love with what you do because people are still going to need those things. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. How do you deliver those hamburgers? How do you deliver those hats? How do your customers want to use them? That's what's changing. They're going to want hamburgers. They're still going to want hats. But they're going to want to receive them and use them differently. And that's what you got to make sure that you're capable of taking care of. Lots of new things in the future. Get ready for it. It's coming. 20 after. I'll be right back.
Man is dead, right up to the microphone. Say that last just as the time bell rings.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.